Number 4. Geography.
Did everyone see the title of today's lecture? The Great Lakes of North America. You are all nodding yes. That's great. Now, who can tell the class how many lakes there are and their names?
I think there are 4 lakes. Names? Let's see. Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior.
Good guess. You have the 4 names right, but there are 5 lakes, not 4. Can anyone recall the name of the 5th Great Lake?
Isn't it Heron or Huron?
It's Huron. The 5 Great Lakes are Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior. There is an easy way to remember them. Anyone know how to easily memorize the names of these lakes? No? The easiest way to remember them is to use an acronym. An acronym is an abbreviation in which each of the letters stands for the letter in a list of words to be remembered. The acronym for the 5 Great Lakes is HOMES. If you remember this acronym, you can effortlessly recollect the name of each Great Lake. Huron, H. Ontario, O. Michigan, M. Erie, E. Superior, S.
That's cool. It makes remembering the names really easy.
Let me share a bit more information with you about the Great Lakes. Lake Superior is the largest and the deepest, therefore the name Superior. Lake Ontario is the smallest in area. The only Great Lake entirely in the U.S. is Lake Michigan. All of the other lakes are partially in the U.S. and partially in Canada. Now, let's review. What is the acronym?
HOMES. Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior.
Largest?
Lake Superior.
Great! You should have no trouble with the Great Lakes on the exam.
1. What does the professor mean when he says this?
Great! You should have no trouble with the Great Lakes on the exam.
2. What does the professor imply about Lake Huron? Three. Why does the professor mention homes? Four. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
What is the acronym?
HOMES. Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior.
Largest?
What does the speaker mean when he says this?
Largest?